Hello everyone, I would like to welcome you all to Forensic Diaries podcast, featured by Forensic Times. I'm Mansi Arora, your host for today's episode. Today, we will be talking about one of the most high-profile cases, the murder of Jessica Lal. The story of this case begins from unfortunate night of 29th of April 1999, the day when Jessica's family lost her forever. So let's start from the beginning. There was a cafe known as Tamarind Court Cafe in Kutub Colonnade, which is nearby South Delhi's Mehrauli area. Beena Ramani, who was a well-known socialite, owned that place. The speciality of this place was that it was reconstructed from old Haveli-type property and Qutub Minar was directly visible from this cafe. So altogether, it was a lovely location and it used to draw a lot of wealthy, famous and high society people. This cafe did not have any license to serve liquor. They applied for it, but till the time this incident took place, they didn't receive it. They used to serve alcohol secretly. Beena Ramani's daughter, Malini, was a part of modeling world. So her relations with people in Bollywood were also pretty good. The entire family was handling the cafe. They used to have something called as Thursday special night party. On this particular day, Beena Ramani organized a farewell party for her husband, Georges Malhoir, who was going abroad for 6 months. Later, police got to know that they used to organize such parties frequently in names of events like farewell, birthdays, etc. In such private parties, you might think that only known people were allowed, like close friends and family, but this wasn't the case. The speciality of such parties in this case was that even outsiders could join in after buying expensive secret coupons. This was already an illegal practice, and along with this, they didn't even own a bar license. So, on 29th April 1999, same thing happened. And there was a news mentioning that a really powerful Delhi police officer was also a part of this party, but he left early. The bar's name inside the cafe was Once Upon a Time. Jessica Lal, who was a 34 years old model, was friends with Malini and used to do small assignments of modeling. So, Malini asked Jessica to come and work as a bartender and serve alcohol at this party. Ultimately, two models were given this responsibility of serving alcohol. One of them was Jessica and the other one was Shine Munshi. On the other side, 15 to 18 kilometers away, Manu Sharma, aka Siddharth Vashisht, who is the son of one of the Haryana's most powerful ministers, Vinod Sharma, reached his friend Amrinder Singh Kohli, aka Tony's place. And at that time, Mr. Vinod Sharma was at General Secretary position in Haryana Congress. Apart from politics, he was a rich businessman with hotel chains. Later, two more friends, Alok and Vikas Yadav, joined them. Vikas was also a politician's son. They were drinking at Tony's place. Then Manu Sharma planned to go to Tamarind Cafe as it was special Thursday night. So they reached there in two different cars and they bought the coupons. Now, Manu Sharma went to the bar where Jessica and Cheyenne were present. Due to rush, they ran out of alcohol stock. Manu Sharma asked Jessica for the drinks. She told him that the serving time was over and along with that, they ran out of the stock as well. He requested few more times and then took out 1000 rupees and asked for a peg. Jessica said, "Don't offer me money as I don't have any drinks to serve to you." He was already pretty drunk as they have been drinking since 3 or so hours. Then he pulled out a 0.22 bore licensed revolver and threatened her to serve him. She declined again. In order to scare her, he fired a shot towards the ceiling. Then he said, "Serve it or else I'll shoot you." Jessica refused again, and as soon as she refused, he pointed the gun towards her and shot her into head, and she immediately fell on the ground. This scared Shayan Munshi, and he quickly alerted some people, as due to loud music, people could not hear the shots. As soon as everyone realized what happened, everyone started to run. Amidst the chaos, these four also quickly escaped. Jessica Lal was rushed to hospital, but her life couldn't be saved. Manu Sharma hid his revolver beneath the soil at some place nearby cafe. Then he left and contacted his friends over the phone. They picked him up from the discussed pickup point. After discussion, they came back to the spot where murder weapon was hidden in order to destroy it. Then all of them dispersed. Police started its investigation as many high society people were involved, and due to this, the case caught a lot of heat and attention. Because of the involvement of common people and media, pressure was increased on the authorities. On 4th of May, Tony was caught and his statements were recorded. Then, on 8th of May, Bina, Georges and Malini were arrested as they were operating illegal bar, due to which Jessica lost her life. But they were bailed out. Vikas reached Mizoram and took interim bail. Then he returned to Delhi and directly surrendered. He showed the bail to the Delhi police, due to which they had to let him go. Then, because of family pressure, Manu also surrendered. Eventually, all four were arrested. The case went on in trial court for about 6 years. Then, lower court released Manu. Question was raised. So, nobody killed Jessica? People got really furious. Sabrina Lal, who was Jessica's sister, fought ferociously for justice. After 8 months of lower court's decision, High Court gave Manu life imprisonment and others were sentenced to 3 to 4 years imprisonment. In lower court, all important witnesses got hostile. Shayan Munshi claimed that he wasn't fluent in Hindi and he backed out from his statements. The murder weapon was never recovered. One of the witnesses gave statement that one bullet which was shot towards the ceiling was fired by Manu, but the other bullet which killed Jessica was fired by someone else. The cartridges which were found at the crime scene were examined. First forensic report came that showed that both of these shots were from different guns. Manu's audio tapes were there as evidence, where he accepted that he murdered Jessica. Delhi police and forensic lab people formed a nexus. So, fake reports were generated. Then, Manu appealed in Supreme Court against this decision. But Supreme Court was with High Court's decision. That is, Manu was sentenced to life imprisonment. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us today. You can also connect with us at forensictimes@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel and share the podcast with your friends. This is Mansi Arora signing off. Stay well.